Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun, sermonaudio.com. My name is Bob. This is part six of On the Witness Stand, some serious questions for the Watchtower cult. We're talking about Rutherford. His star continued to rise. Talking about Judge Rutherford, the second, most people say, the second leader of the Jehovah's Witnesses. The time came when to oppose Rutherford was the same as opposing God. He in fact claimed to be the mouthpiece of Jehovah since Russell had departed. In a few years, all the meeting houses were renamed Kingdom Halls. Then in 1937, Rutherford demanded that those going door to door would do everything possible to call back at homes and start regular Bible studies in those homes. What we call Bible studies. He, in 1938, labeled the movement a theocracy, a form of government where God himself, through the judge, of course, was in charge. Rutherford died in 1942, leaving behind an incredibly organized and efficient organization with tens of thousands of adherents. Though there had been losses due to the doctrinal changes that he instituted, more than an ample recovery made up for them. Now, about those changes and the conflicts with Russell, one thing Rutherford began to do was to cast as idolaters those who wanted to revere Russell's memory. It didn't bother him that he had himself taken the place of God in the people's thinking. This was just, a regrettable necessity. July 1917, Rutherford had a book called The Finished Mystery put forward as the seventh volume of the Studies in the Scripture series, you recall, if you've been following this series. And that also was a series, Studies in the Scriptures or Millennial Dawn. There were six volumes during Russell's life, but now the seventh one is coming out via Rutherford, still Russell's work, but let's say tweaked a little bit. The book contained teachings that were not even held to by Russell. New dates for prophecies were included. The beginning of Christ's reign was now 1914, not 1878, for example. The resurrection of the sleeping saints was to be 1918, also not 1878. A book that Russell had completed in 1881 showed up in a revised edition. Many of his teachings had been changed. Russell, for example, taught the cycling down of human society to the point where Armageddon would be a natural outcome. Rutherford claimed it would be totally a God thing when it happened, not brought about by man at all. Before that 1931 change of the society's name, Jehovah's Witness is now the new name, came a new emphasis on God, God's name itself, Jehovah. This was to be the primary doctrine of Christianity now, the vindication of God's name, not God's grace to humanity. Gog and Magog, you'll find that in the book of Ezekiel, would somehow now be bound up with the persecution of Jehovah's Witnesses. It would lead to God destroying at Armageddon all those who opposed him and opposed them. Russell's emphasis on character development, that is, sanctification, was now discredited. It's 1926. And the strange teaching extracted from Matthew 24 that Russell was the, quote, faithful and wise servant that Jesus was talking about, was no more to be held by true Bible students. Well, we knew that all along, didn't we? In 1927, Christmas was declared to be of pagan origin. We knew that one, too. And then Mother's Day was condemned, 1931. Before this was all over, even birthday celebrations were not allowed. Truly, the changes were coming on one on top of the other. Let's talk about Rutherford and Israel and Adolf, you know that name. Whereas Jews were blessed by Russell as having obtained God's favor, Rutherford claimed that the Jewish business leaders of his day were arrogant, self-important, and extremely selfish. The idea of God restoring the Jews to Palestine was discontinued. It was during Rutherford's tenure that the following letter, listen to this letter, translated for our purposes, was sent to one Adolf Hitler, cozying up to the dictator for his approval that the witnesses of his land in Germany would escape persecution. This is from the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of Magdeburg, Germany, back in the 30s. Dear Reichskanzler, sorry, I don't know that one. The Brooklyn headquarters of the Watchtower Society is pro-German in an exemplary way and has been so for many years. For that reason, in 1918, the president of the society and 7 members of the board of directors were sentenced to 80 years in prison because the president refused to use 2 of the magazines published in America under his direction for war propaganda against Germany. These 2 magazines, The Watchtower and Bible Student, were the only magazines in America which refused to engage in anti-German propaganda, and for that reason were prohibited and suppressed in America during the war. In the very same manner, in course of the recent months, the board of directors of our society not only refused to engage in propaganda against Germany, but has never taken a position against it. The enclosed declaration underlines this fact and emphasizes that the people leading in such propaganda, these are Jewish businessmen and Catholics, also are the most rigorous persecutors of the work of our society and its board of directors. This and other statements of the declaration are meant to repudiate the slanderous accusation that Bible researchers are supported by the Jews. The conference of 5,000 delegates also noted, and I'm still in the letter, as is expressed in the declaration, that the Bible researchers of Germany, that's a code name for Jehovah's Witnesses, of Germany, are fighting for the very same high ethical goals and ideals which also the national government of the German Reich proclaimed, respecting the relationship of humans to God, namely honesty of the created being toward its creator. Oh yes, by the way, Hitler was a very religious man. Did you know that? Truly believed God was in what he was doing. Oh yeah, that's why they're playing up to his religious side here. Continuing with the letter, the conference came to the conclusion that there are no contradictions when it comes to the relationship between the Bible researchers, Jehovah's Witnesses, of Germany to the national government of the German Reich. To the contrary, referring to the purely religious and unpolitical goals and efforts of the Jehovah's Witnesses, it can be said that these are in full agreement with the identical goals of the national government of the German Reich. We're looking forward to your kind approval, which we hope to receive soon, and we want to assure our highest respect to you, Honorable Mr. Reichskanzler. Yours faithfully, Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, Magdeburg. Folks, it's in writing. It's in black and white. Totally anti-Semite. Totally pro-Nazi during the war years. Oh, I know they're going to deny it now, but I have this letter. It'll be in the book, and you can find it online, I'm sure. Well, also gone in the new Rutherford regime would be the pyramid dependency for God's revelation. Thank God for this. To Rutherford, the whole idea was satanic. Amen. He gets something right here. In 1930 came another interpretation of the book of Revelation, in which he corrected his own former views and rejected totally those of Russell. You see, Rutherford was a Russellite himself for quite some time. He was a disciple of Russell, drank in a whole lot of what Russell said, but not everything. not everything. And so for the witnesses to deny Russell a place in their history is just the rewriting of history. And groups like this do it all the time. Russell was the founder, at least in terms of teachings. 1930 came, I already said that, soon after Rutherford Brooke condemned the women's movements of his day as satanic. 1935, school students are not to salute the flag. If they do, they're actually guilty of death. Yes, that's what he said. In 1940 alone, children in 43 states were kicked out of schools for trying to obey Mr. Rutherford. So they didn't do it, they would be guilty in their church. If they did do it, they'd be guilty in the land. So what do? The courts saw a lot of the witnesses. By 1943, the findings against the students were reversed by the courts. Thank goodness for that. This, after angry mob scenes, stirred the public into action. Witnesses have gotten a lot of people angry for right reasons. It was Rutherford also who introduced the idea of Jesus having been crucified on an upright stake, a pole, not on a Roman cross. The universal symbol of Christianity thus became suspect, pagan, you know, in his growing list of evil things. It becomes clear from this constantly growing collection of issues why many abandoned his newly formed Bible Association. Many were fiercely loyal to Russell. But Russell had laid the foundation of reason as being the most important quantity a man can have in arriving at truth. And reason is a very personal thing. My reason and your reason are different. And so when a new man with a new sense of reason came along, most of the sheep followed. Some, abandoning reason, evidently, split. I mean that in both ways, split. Well, it's so important for us to gain from this discussion of the two different men with their two different sets of beliefs that this witness religion did not come from heaven, but rather from men and their constant desire to figure out the scriptures in their own reasonable way. The Watchtower Society is a purely human organization, but it does not see itself that way, as do most of the cults or cult members, until it's too late. As you've seen, Rutherford and Russell were two different people altogether. It's said that Russell had warmth. Rutherford had a measure of that, but was also very brusque and direct in his approach to people. He believed he needed this authoritarian touch to guard what was committed to him. He could be blunt and offensive, especially as his authority grew. He had an explosive temper. We see a little, if not a lot, of that King Saul syndrome I mentioned earlier. Who was it that said that power corrupts? And absolute power corrupts absolutely? Well, it was true of Judge Rutherford. He refused to compromise the positions at which he had arrived, at least for a time. I mean, there were changes. In fact, he quite often changed his position on his ideas. For example, at one point he said that the ransom of Jesus was for everybody. Then it wasn't for everybody. He said resurrection would happen during the 1,000 years, then it would not. Jesus would return in 1874, then 1914. Change? Yes. But during the short or long time that he entertained a view, that view was Bible, that was law, not to be messed with. He self-righteously declared that those with whom he disagreed were of the devil. Period. When he was released from prison, he claimed that all who had sent him there were in Satan's organization, How else could a man of God justify being behind bars? Dogmatic? Insensitive? Obsessed with his own importance? That's what they said about Mr. Rutherford. Rutherford himself said, Jehovah never makes any mistakes. Where the student relies upon man, he's certain to be led into difficulties. He spoke of Russell, no doubt. But he was unable to keep people from depending on his own very strong person. He could have learned that people are imperfect and make mistakes in their conclusions, as his former boss had done often, to hear Rutherford tell it anyway. Instead, he assumed that the greater light that was his was the final word, and he expected all of his followers to assume the same. But many would not follow. And these he vilified especially, labeling them despicable. Though Rutherford preached austerity to his people, it would seem he was not practicing such a life, though austere segments of his story do emerge. In terms of his marriage, Mary and he separated after the judge became president of the Watchtower. Now, she remained an active witness, but couldn't live with Judge Joe. For health reasons, he was told to move to a more favorable climate, built himself a villa in San Diego. Very expensive villa. Some would say luxurious. His lifestyle began to draw criticism. He spent his winters there and his summers in Europe. After 1925, when the princes to whom he deeded the villa, we'll talk about this later, that is, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, did not rise from the dead and demand the use of his villa, it seems that he changed. He drank to excess, and I don't mean water. He was manipulated by leaders Franz and Knorr to build a house in San Diego. We just talked about it. The idea was to get this fallen man out of Brooklyn, they say. He was an embarrassment after a while. The villa, two Cadillacs, the whiskey, the brandy, and other liquors called into question just what this man's life was about. The legal attorney for Mr. Rutherford and the society resigned in 1939 for all of this regal way of living that included, according to him, unkind treatment of the staff, discrimination, vulgar language. It was reported by others that it was hard to get the judge to the podium on some days due to his having overdone it with alcohol just previous to the occasion. Rutherford died at age 72 from cancer. His burial was delayed for several months due to one other false teaching that he and Russell agreed upon. It had to do with the dangerous practice of setting dates. In this case, it was the date for Armageddon. In the book referred to above, Millions Now Living Will Never Die, he said that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would be resurrected in 1925 and would, of course, need a place to stay. This was to be, in his thinking, the villa, named by him Beth Sarim, which means the House of the Princes, in which he himself lived until 1942. The property was deeded to these three men. Though it was deeded to them, he desired to be buried on that property himself. I assume his will called for it. And so, slavish to the falseness of this movement and to the man who now represented it, followers began to construct a tomb on the property after his decease. And that's when the city of San Diego stepped in. Property values in that neighborhood were going to plummet if a tomb was in the midst of it. They said no to the venture, and a fight ensued. And characteristic of witnesses in every generation, the persecution card was played, but they lost the case in spite of their whimpering. Months later, Rutherford was buried elsewhere. Nathan Homer Knorr succeeded the judge as president of the Watchtower Society. Rutherford's life from a human perspective was a grand success. Membership in the Watchtower multiplied by six in his 25-year presidency. His writings were read many times more than were Russell's, and Russell's were a phenomenon on their own. 100 books and pamphlets as of 1941 for Rutherford, 80 languages. But viewed from Scripture's perspective, his life was an abysmal failure, and for all the same reasons. Thank you for joining with me today. We have much more to say about this. I hope you'll keep checking in from time to time to see when the next episode is available to you and to see what else is going on here at the Hackberry House of Chosun website of sermonaudio.com. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.